Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouAPicture.com, where I do artwork for pretty darn cheap. Cheap enough for you to afford a cheaper skater. I do Twitter profile icons, Twitter backgrounds. I can do Facebook stuff. I can do WordPress stuff. I can do ministry logos, whatever you need. I can even draw your dog. Think about it. They will love you even more than they do. Also brought to you by GoToMyPC and GoDaddy.com. Use the code PODNAME121 and save money on your next domain name. By the way, Draw You a Picture is at DrawYouAPicture.com.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at CleanCasts.com.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening.
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is James, and this show is called Nobody's Listening, episode 121, brought to you the week of September 8th, 2009. I'm your host again. My name's James, and I've got a couple of co-hosts to bring in here, so let's do that right now. From America's Hat, none other than the elusive Trevor. How you doing, Trev?
I'm doing pretty good, James, and why am I elusive?
I don't know. What does elusive mean?
I'm hard to find, like Batman.
Maybe that's why, because you've been playing too much Batman, Arkham Asylum.
Oh, so like I shouldn't be hiding in the shadows at work and jumping out and strangling people? Is that bad?
Are you speaking from inside a penitentiary? Because if you've been doing that, you should be in Giselle. Speaking of Giselle, from deep within Canada's pants, it's John. How you doing, Johnny? John?
I'm just great, thank you. How are you?
All right, do you get nervous before the show? People who do voices kind of freak me out. I'm sorry,
it's kind of one of my nervous tics. Sometimes I laugh,
So at your wedding, when you said I do... The first words that came out of your mouth, you know, I do at your wedding, what voice did you use? Was it Sean Connery?
No, actually it was Yoda.
Do I? Yes. Yoda couldn't get married because he would say it backwards. Do I?
That's it, I'm out of here.
What do you mean, Yoda? Do I?
Do or do not. There is no try.
There isn't. Oh, Lord, help us. Awesome stuff. We always start with an opening story, and this one goes a little something like this. Hey, James, Trevor, and John, about 4 years ago when my little brother, let's call him Cornelius, was 8, we went as a family to the beach. After hours of playing in the sand, we decided to decided to back that thing up and head home. Yeah. Well, my brother needed to make a quick stop by the restroom, if you know what I mean, on the way out, so my dad told me to take him. So, as family loaded in the car, me and my brother walked to the beach's restrooms. I walked over to the sink and started washing my hands while Cornelius headed to the first stall he could find. Apparently, it was an emergency. A second or so of silence, I saw Cornelius come rushing out of the stall with his weird panicked look on his face. He closed the door behind him and backed up against the wall, staring at the stall door, obviously terrified of whatever was behind it. I asked him what was wrong, and he couldn't answer. He just stared. Two full minutes later, we heard a flush and saw a small Asian child embarrassingly rush out of the same stall Cornelius had rushed into. Apparently, he was in such a hurry when he went in the stall, he closed and locked the door, prepared himself to use the restroom, all while this helpless kid was staring at his back.
Oh, no.
Who faces away from the toilet when you're getting ready to go pee? That's the question I have. And I guess he was going to back up, though. That would be a whole different experience. As we were leaving, we heard the kid saying to his mom, "Mommy, some kid came in and tried to go number two with me." General rule, never use public restrooms at the beach. No, don't try to make a moral, Mike. The moral is face forward. Face forward when you go in the stall. Check under for feet.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Cornelius, what is he, Roman?
I don't know. Cornelius is the name of the rooster that is the official spokesman of Kellogg's, not Frosted Flakes, just the flakes, corn flakes. Yeah.
Corn flakes.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I just know stuff like
that. Why do you know that?
I don't know. Speaking of cornflakes, this episode is brought to you by GoToMyPC. From your laptop at home, an internet office in Paris, a hotel business center, anywhere with an internet connection, you can access your office computer and conduct business as usual. But only with GoToMyPC can you do it with comfort and ease. Brought to you by Citrix, GoToMyPC is more secure than online banking, so hackers don't stand a chance. Try GoToMyPC free right now for 30 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com/podcast. Again, that's GoToMyPC.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. Try it today. Ding! Also sponsored by Carrillo. Thank you, dude. He's in the chat room with us tonight. Dean Piercy. Keith Techlitz, the technical chicklets guy, and newcomer Joe Brown. He says, "I love this show. It's one of the best." Ding.
Are you working on on jingles for the show or commercials?
Speaking of jingles,
weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
It's weekly update time. Ding.
Ding. We need 3-part harmony with that, don't we?
And I also need a sparkle for my tooth. Because I'm smiling and nobody can see. Oh, man. I don't know. Okay, here it is. I got 2 weekly updates. I only want to do one, so I'm going to read the titles, and you guys vote on which one you want to hear. A, Lost Keys in Hobby Lobby, or B, Halloween Mirror.
Ooh. Hmm. I go with Halloween Mirror. We heard something about Hobby Lobby last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you know what? I think the Halloween Mirror sparked my interest.
Okay, here we go. We were at Sam's the other day, me and my wife, because we were on a date. There you go, unmarried people. That's what you got awesome. To look forward to. Here's a date. Here is a date for married people. Any time you go out without your kids.
That's right.
That is a date.
if I may interrupt here for a moment, it's funny because me and my wife have a designated date night where we have a babysitter come in every Wednesday night. Our idea of date night, it's my buddy Vern comes in and watches the kids. So we actually, what we do, because we're on a budget like you guys are, so we have to date on the cheap. So he comes here, watches our kids. We go to his house and watch Dog the Bounty Hunter and Chris Angel Mind Freak and eat supper at his house. That's our date. But we have adult conversation and we don't have kids hanging off our legs, so we're happy.
So you let some guy wash your kids and you go to his house.
Watch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was totally misunderstanding.
Occasionally he bathes them. I mean, if they're dirty, but you know.
Oh, man. I think you could mix bungee jumping and bathing children. You could just, you know, hook a bungee cord around them and hang them over the bathtub and just dunk them a few times. That would be awesome. All right. So back to my world. So we were on this date at Sam's Club. And my wife, they've got a few Halloween items out. But to her defense, she didn't realize that this was a Halloween item. All she knows is there's this mirror. And it says magic mirror. And so she's leaning into the mirror. And all of a sudden, I see her just jump back and freak out. And her hands all in her hair getting tangled up because she's wiggling out. And I look and I hear... Because the mirror has gone transparent, and there's this plastic ghoul behind it going, "Hey, let me out! Let me out! It's dark in here!" And I look at it, and she goes, "It's a lot scarier when you don't know it's there." Apparently, she is looking at this mirror, and then all of a sudden, a light comes on behind the mirror, and this thing is behind the mirror. So
that's awesome.
It is. I wanted to buy it. But it looks like a normal mirror. Well, I'm sitting there watching it, and this wait, this what do you call him? Not daycare center person. Checkout lady comes walking by. She goes, "That's scary, isn't it?" I'm like, "Yeah, my wife just about peed herself right here doing this." She goes, "Oh, I've been working over there for hours, just rolling, just watching. It really gets the kids." I'm like, "You're sick. You're kind of sick." So yeah, she's seeing this ghoul pops out, scares her to death, and almost bought it. So yeah, there was something else that was funny about it, but I'll remember it later in the middle of Trevor's weekly update.
I was merely adding color text.
It's okay. It's all right. I forgive you.
Oh, thanks,
I remember what it was. She was looking at it, and she says, just the way her mind works, she says, "I was looking at it, and it's a magic mirror, so I leaned in to see what it was, and then I was like, oh, my hair, and I kind of forgot that it was magic." You know, that's the trick, is they get you, and you're looking in the mirror to check your hair, and then all of a sudden, so
that's awesome.
I just love in the millisecond that she leaned in, she had already forgotten about the magic part of the mirror. So I totally took her by surprise. My wife's not very easily startled, but it was awesome. The other awesome thing is we were in Best Buy yesterday, and I started dancing in the middle of Best Buy, and just like the guy from Where the Heck Is Matt, like that kind of a jig.
Yeah.
And then my daughter started doing it because she doesn't care, and even my son started. And I said, I said, "Everybody start talking to Mom." And so we're like, "Mommy!" My wife walked out of the store while we followed her doing this jig. All three of us holding hands. People were staring at us. I used to do that to her when it was just me, when we were just young and no children. And now I laugh so hard because I'm like, I have duplicated myself twice. And we are all embarrassing you. And Jenna, she's so awesome. She's so funny. She's like, "Mommy, why don't you love us? I thought we were a family." She's 4 and a half. "Why don't you like us? I thought you were crazy too, you know, like us." And
oh, no.
One of us.
Yes. So, for the greater good. What movie is that from? If you can tell me, I'll draw you a picture. All right, Trevor, your turn.
Well, this week I had a rude awakening when I woke up one morning. A morning ritual of in our house is that the cats will kind of crawl over us and do their thing, and they'll you know, just kind of okay, wait, let me rephrase that.
Yeah, please.
They will walk around, and their thing is to walk around and rub against us, and we'll reach out and pat them while we're waking up. All type right. thing.
Thank you.
So. However, Fraser, which is the oldest cat, came up to me and he was just kind of turning in spot the way cats kind of sometimes do, you know, as he's rubbing against me and I'm petting him type thing. And then he sat down, I think he slipped or whatever. The only way that it can be described is I know with my eyes closed, that cat butt touched my face. Gosh.
Did it make suction?
No,
I just imagine it being like a child puckering for a kiss. And it touches your cheek and makes suction. Was there a little as it came off?
Well, it has to
by a cat butt.
Oh,
a cat butt.
I've been kissed by a cat on the face. Yeah.
There used to be a great face.
I've got a permanent freckle right here on my face. It is made of cat poop and pink marmalade. I don't know. I just made that up.
So. That's gross.
Yeah,
so can we call you cat face now?
Cat face, yeah.
Come on, that was pretty good right there.
It was good.
Cat butt face.
No, that doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, it was rub, it was cool, it was, you know, it was friendly, and then it was, that's oh, not
I thought
for,
you were describing what was happening. Was it cool to the touch? Is that healthy? Is that how you tell how a cat is healthy? You know, a dog's nose is supposed to be wet, a cat's wet. Butt is supposed to be cool.
So let me
just touch it to it was, your face. Oh, he's not, he's sick. It's warm and slimy. This isn't normal.
Stop it. Stop.
Oh, Lord.
Face.
All right.
Yeah. So, John.
Yeah, John, beat that.
And any animals rub against your face?
No. No. I don't have anything good like that. I just quit right now.
Trevor's going to write a children's book. Cat sat. Cat sat on a mat. Just kidding, he sat on my face.
And it wasn't very cool.
Cat sat cool on my face.
Well,
cat sat made a little splat as it sat on my face. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, I could go all night.
Well, please don't, because I my stomach hurts. Okay, no, you can go all night. Go ahead. I finally got to see G.I. Joe, and I did finally get Arkham Asylum.
Aw. Can you now get over seeing District 9 or whatever it was?
You know what? I completely enjoyed G.I. Joe. It was everything that it
I heard it was good. I heard it was so bad it was funny and wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, there's some parts of it where you think, oh, gee, that's really stupid, but I didn't mind because, I don't know, I couldn't really figure out who their target audience was. Because sometimes it'd be like middle school, and then sometimes it'd be like they're stabbing people in the face with knives and stuff.
Yeah, that was a lot like how Passion of the Christ was for me.
It's sort of for children, but then they flail all the skin off his back.
That weird animated section was just, you know, oh, that's Kill Bill. Never mind. I get them confused. Kill Jesus, Kill Bill.
I'm confused. That's not my weekly update, though.
Oh, good.
My weekly update is my wife, who is pregnant and due any moment.
Wow.
John just drops off the show. Oh, gotta go. Bye.
Yeah. See ya. We were at Target and I was with my son and he was getting something and she asked me to buy something for her because she needed to go sit down. Her feet were hurting, and so she's going to go sit down.
She had been offended by yet another Walmart greeter.
Yes. What? Okay. I'm slow. I might give that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Anyways, the item that she had asked me to purchase was something for nursing mothers. Yeah.
Was it, was it pads?
No.
Okay. Because that's the only acceptable thing.
Was it pumps?
No. It wasn't pumps.
It wasn't shaped like a trumpet in any form. No. Okay.
It was a salve.
It was utter cream, wasn't it, boy?
An ointment, yeah. Yes. Bingo. And
I know that junk, dude.
there's some stuff that, you know, I just feel uncomfortable buying.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would be one of them. So my son bought his little toy because he had cash that he had earned. Mm. And then I bought the ointment for nursing mothers.
See, I'd have to buy something to bring context to the utter cream.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to buy some spark plugs and be like, yeah, this is really the only thing that works after I've been replacing all 24 spark plugs in my V12. That's right. I got a V12 on my motorcycle. What up?
I got a V37.
That's extra. Right. By God.
And the utter cream works.
All I got to do is start it and I'm there. That's it. That's how fast it is.
That's fast.
That's right. So.
Wow. So, I could just see it now. John, can you pick this up for me? Can I just go pick up something less embarrassing, you know, like
condoms
or feminine protection or something? Yeah. Not utter cream.
Can I go get my hair cut like a girl, please? Can I go put on a Ni Hao Kailan with footy pajamas outfit? Can I just do that?
It wasn't utter cream, but I can't say the other word that it was because that one just doesn't come out of my mouth naturally.
Oh gosh,
so we're just gonna call it utter cream.
Okay.
I don't like the other. I can't say what it was.
I don't know. Anyways. I don't know what the other word would be. So my mind is going crazy.
Yes, you know what it is.
No, I don't. Is it got ma'am in it anywhere?
No.
No.
It's like the tip of a bottle. What would you call it?
Don't say it. Why would they put that word on anything?
I don't know.
Except for a baby bottle. That's the only acceptable.
I'm glad the girl that was ringing, checking it out, just didn't stare at me.
Yeah.
Sir, you know this is for women, don't you?
I have them, too. I have a fair pair.
Yeah.
My daughter calls them buttons.
So. Yeah, button. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of buttons.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no!
All right, thank you, chat room. They went ahead and typed it out, the other N-word. Yes. Ban that guy for life. No, just kidding, don't do it.
That was his power mom. She said that.
LBB of the week. That's what that song was for. And my LBB of the week is this. People who buy nipple cream.
Oh, man.
I had to say it. It's not a bad word. It's not. It's a part of your body that's natural.
Yeah, but it's nipple. It just doesn't.
I want my show back.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry. It's my fault. All right, folks. This is the LBB of the week. Have you ever wanted to buy a domain, Trevor or John? A domain being a
for those that don't know what it is,
a www.whatever.com, and you go out there and you find the perfect one. And you go to look and it's taken. And so that's not enough. You want to see who's using it and what they're using it for, because they better be using it responsibly. So when you type it in, it's some stupid girl that looks like she's going to college with a backpack and a bunch of random keywords and some sort of, it's just some holding page, some bullcrap spammy holding page. Isn't that annoying? Yes, it is. I don't even need your answer. It is. And that's who the LBB of the week is. People who suck up these awesome domain names and don't even use them.
One example
would be Scott Johnson's wish. He wishes he had extralife.com. He has my extra life because somebody's sitting on extralife.com and not even using it. And I was trying to come up with some domain names for a podcast I'm going to do about World of Warcraft. And every possible one out there was taken. It was just irritating. So LBB of the week. People who buy up domains and don't use them. You're evil. Don't be one of those people. Use your domains or release them.
Yeah.
You ain't making no money off it. Nobody's going to pay you $10,000 for itchdaddy.com or whatever the heck it is. Ugh. Boo.
I'm going to take that one. Itchdaddy. I mean, I don't want to be an LBB.
And just install some homepage, some random holding page. Somebody else wrote one in, but they did. Oh, yeah, they did. Super Toast from the forums. Hello, James Trevor. I have an LBB for you guys. There's this one guy I know. Let's call him Lucifer, and he's an LBB because he is just full of himself. He thinks he's right all the time, and he also thinks he's the best artist ever, and he's just mediocre at best. Don't get me wrong. I like to support work in progress artists. I am one myself, which is why he really rubs me the wrong way. As long as they are humble enough about it. So basically, my LBB is anyone who thinks they are better and smarter than everyone else, and when they are actually just full of themselves. I agree. There's this girl at a kids camp that I did one time. She was a teenager. And maybe it's wrong for an adult to make fun of a teenager, but dadgummit, she thought she could sing something awesome. She'd get up there in the worship team, and she just had her hand all up and kind of flipping her hand back and forth and doing her little head back and forth and singing with her eyes closed and had this microphone technique going, you know, where she'd pull the mic away for the high notes. And that girl was straight off, like, by 3 octaves.
Ouch.
And I'd hear her talking. Yeah, I was on America's Teen Got Talent show thing. And sure enough, the next day, she's wearing the shirt that said, I auditioned for America Teens Whatever Got Talent. And somebody came up to me and told me, yeah, she was on there. And they told her that she could not sing and she needed to quit forever. And so I hear her talking about it later, and she's like, yeah, they told me this, that, and the other, but I was just having an off day that day. My voice just, I was just so nervous. I'm like, no, you weren't nervous. You were singing your best. And so she's totally in denial. And that's why I don't feel too sorry for these people that get on the show and make total fools of themselves, because they won't even listen. They won't even listen. So, yeah, people that are full of themselves are LBBs, but just know that they are their own reward. They get their own punishment just by existing. So don't feel too don't hate on them too much. Life is catching up with them all. Right, right, John?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, let's talk about being a spotlight person in just a bit. Hey, John, let's talk about that a little later.
What?
That's the word on the street, boys and girls. Be listening for the concept of being a spotlight person.
Yeah. Who, me? Who, me?
Dr. King writes in with our middle school drama. I wanted to give you... What?
I'm sorry, I'm a what light person?
A spotlight person.
Spotlight.
Just hold on to it and we'll get there.
Just, all right.
I promise. I wanted to give you a story, but it might be stupid. Yeah, if it's in this section, it probably is.
Oh, dude.
I was mowing the lawn for the first time and I was extremely nervous. Oh, wow. Daddy invited people over and set up chairs. Watch my son. This lawnmower was older than me. So what was it, 12?
The kinds you'd have to push, it doesn't have a motor to.
This lawnmower, was it a dinosaur holding on to a lazy Susan? This lawnmower was older than me, and it had trouble starting up, and it spurted out smoke and a weird smell. I always thought it was going to explode, and suddenly a geyser of liquid shot up. I thought in the split second that the geyser was of gasoline, and it would hit the hot engine and burst into flames. What I did was not...
That's how gas works.
Yeah, yeah. What I did was not find a way to put out the imminent fire that would spread easily to my house, but I ran for my dad. I search the house and come back out to find my dad and the lawnmower exactly where I left it. What happened was the sprinkler came on and the lawnmower was right over it.
That's awesome.
That turned out to be pretty dang funny. That's good stuff.
You went over a sprinkler.
Yeah, just gas. It smells like water, but it is, it must be gas.
Something got in my mouth.
Because gas is always just spurting out of everything these days. It's so annoying.
Yes.
Not only is it expensive, but it's trying to get away. I don't know where it's going, but it's trying to escape. Dr. King, he was 2 for 2 today, so let's see what he said. A quick story for middle school drama. Once when I had to wear a retainer, I slept. And when I woke up, I wasn't wearing it. I looked everywhere, and I finally found it under my bed.
Okay.
Wow.
You know what? It was the monster. The monster under the bed had crooked teeth, so it stole his retainer.
See, I never had a monster. I had a guy with an axe under my bed, and if you stuck your fingers or hands or feet out from under the covers, he would chop it off, right?
Yep.
With the edge of the bed. So it was that guy. He just reached his hand around. He grabbed your face, and he slipped. And your retainer got stuck on his hand. More likely, you sleep under your bed at night, and you just don't know it. So, this one's from Comedy Rotten. We got a lot of middle school drama. Hey, everyone. My two younger sisters were playing basketball outside our driveway. We have a fence set up on two sides of the driveway, separating it from the lawn. Really? Really? It separates things?
My goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Because they were always fighting, see? So we separated them from the lawn, that driveway. We had the ball bounced over the fence into our lawn. And the older sister said, I will get it, watch this. And then she attempted to clear the fence. She ran up and reached to put one hand on the fence to help propel herself over. She missed, her hand landed on the fence with the fence being between her finger. And as she twisted over, her finger popped off a little bit. I'm kidding. I just like messing with John. But I did the same thing when I read it the first time. I was like, dude, if her finger is stuck between the slats, I'm going to die. I am just straight going to die. Anyway, okay. Her hand landed on the fence, being between a ring and ring finger. She had so much momentum going that she had to continue the maneuver and try to jump over the fence anyway. She jumped and almost made it over. About halfway through, she tripped in midair on the fence with her knee and did a face plant into the ground right in the lawn side of the fence. Better than on the concrete side. The younger sister was laughing really hard. The older one got up and shook herself off and asked if she looked okay. The younger sister said, turn around so I can see your other eye. The younger one said she looked fine and she was laughing really hard. And the older one went inside and looked in the mirror. This is getting really long. To her horror, she found that she had blood and dirt and grass all over her face. Her hair was all messed up and everything. Oh, my goodness.
My hair.
And my nose. My nose is missing, but my hair's messed up. The very next day, I was feeling energetic. I tried to jump off one of the posts on the fence, and I missed the post and almost hit the pavement with my face. The younger sister was there for that one, too, and she laughed again. Keep up the fun, guys. Comedy rotten. There you go. See what you would be subjected to if I didn't filter through all these emails? If middle school drama was the driving force of Nobody's Listening, it would be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Hey, we got a little bit of news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We got some news today. Ding. All right.
Ding.
Hey, we're featured again on not only in Stuff to Laugh About, which is like a segment there on the bottom of the main
Listen and Laugh
store. Yeah, thank you. Listen and Laugh. But if you click on comedy, it used to be that we were like on page 5 like a few years ago, and then we were on page 3, and then we spent a lot of time on page 2, and then if you clicked on more, we would be like in the first page then, but now, folks, we're like the 6th one from the top, right there on the front page.
That's right.
Yeah. Crazy. What are we doing? What are we doing? Nothing.
I don't know.
Nothing. There must be some
John's trying to ruin the show, but he's failing.
My theory is that there are just some really sucky podcasts out there. If we're doing that good, there is something wrong with the other shows. That's my theory. No, really, it's you guys supporting us, you listeners out there, giving us those iTunes reviews and voting for us and all that kind of stuff. Thank you so much. You're awesome. You make it worthwhile, I'm telling you.
Yes. Thank you.
We have a brand new website. Oh, again? Yeah. I've never been happy with our theme because I never thought it promoted equally the posts and the podcast the way it should. Finally, I decided to take matters in my own hands. I have hacked and edited finally learned some PHP and got my head wrapped around this whole CSS thing, and I have created a website, and it's at nlcast.com. My goal is to replace all the themes on all of our sister shows, See a Monthly, Geek Loves Nerd, and a couple of new ones that are coming out. With the same theme and just modify the colors and stuff so you can tell they're from the same network, but see that they're completely different sites. We've also added a community chat room right there on the front page in the sidebar. So no matter what website you happen to be on, you will be chatting with other people that listen to shows just like you. So check that out when you get there. And I don't know. It's pretty cool. What do you guys think?
I like it.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah, I checked out just before we went live there because you mentioned it there, and it definitely pulls everything together in a nice tight package. It definitely makes it better presented, I think.
Just like a pair of shorts that I wear on the weekends.
What am I gonna have done without that?
Yep.
Speaking of podcasts and stuff like that, I've got a couple of new shows that I'm going to be working on pretty soon. I wanted to go ahead and just let you know about them. They're coming soon. One of them, folks that follow me on the Gospel of Kennison, which is my journal, my audio journal. It's at nlcast.com/GOK. They know about it. They knew about it a few days ago, but I'm going to be doing a podcast that glorifies the creative geniuses out there, the folks behind the things that I find awesome on the internet. How many times have you seen something that made you laugh on the internet? Tons of times. I don't know. I always tend to look at that stuff and I go, okay, not only is that funny, it's inspiring to me because somebody sat there, thought that up, took a picture of it, captioned it or created it and put it up there for the rest of the world to share. And so my goal with the podcast is to turn creativity into inspiration, entertainment into inspiration. And the show is going to be called I Like Genius. And you can see the preview site at ilikegenius.com. And I've already reached out to some folks who have created some creative viral content. And my theory is everybody's a genius at something. And anytime I find something inspiring out there, I want to share it with you. There's a guy, for instance, that created a wall of like a pixelated version of Mario out of soda cans. I mean, soda cases at just a small town grocery store. I think it's awesome. I want to interview the guy. I want to celebrate creativity. The other one I'm working on is a WOW podcast, but more information on that later. before we take our break, though, I wanted to share something, and I think it'll let John know just a little bit of what I was talking about when I was mentioning the spotlight person, the spotlight type of person. We told a story last week about John letting this girl go from John, you told a story about dumping this girl in a clown costume. Is that right? Correct.
Could we call it a breakup? Because okay. Dumping sounds so harsh.
All right, you broke up with her in a dumping yes. sort of way.
Okay.
In a clown costume.
Like I said, he was dressed as a clown, so it wasn't really a dump. It was more of a spritzing or a.
It was a letdown.
Oh, was it? Okay. All right. We'll take that. Anyway, so for some reason, unbeknownst to me, somehow or another, the girl that you broke up with listened to our show.
No.
And she emailed us.
No, you're full of crap.
Dude, what are you doing?
What?
Anyway,
you're making this up.
No, I'm not. What are you doing? Why are you mocking surprise? I love it. Anyway, so I emailed John and I'm like, dude, is this for real? And he's like, I'm freaking out, dude. Oh my gosh, how could she know? And so we're like trying to investigate. You know, did your family get a hold of her? You know, blah blah. Well, anyway, this girl's name's Trisha. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
And the facts in the email seem to have led you to believe that yes, it's probably true. Is that also correct?
Yeah. I don't know how it can't be, dude.
This is so wicked. This is so wicked weird. So here it is. I'm going to read it. Trisha.
Please don't.
No? You don't want me to?
I don't want you to read it.
You don't?
No, you can read it.
Okay, because she didn't mind. She emailed it to me and then later put it up on the website. And I wanted to hold it for the show. But she says, after hearing the Clown Letdown podcast, I experienced a flood of emotions. I'm kidding. She said memories. I was motivated to pull out my journal and read through what I wrote about the end of the relationship. Some of the things that stand out are, and she's got a bullet point here. I kind of knew the breakup was coming. Just in case, I brought all of his stuff to Florida to give back to him, with one exception. If it wasn't a breakup, I also had his birthday gift. After dumping me, her phrase, not, yeah, so there you go. He still wanted his birthday gift.
God, what a jerk. I don't remember that.
With the promise of a birthday gift for me at a later date. I may have been heartbroken, but I wasn't stupid.
Oh, dang.
After riding 12 hours in a crowded church van to Central Florida, I spent the first day alternately crying and chasing John around campus. He was avoiding me for some reason.
Up to this point when I was reading it, I thought for sure, okay, this is a joke, because I've had people send me stuff after something on the show and pretend to be somebody else.
So yeah, yeah.
Up to this point, I thought, no, there's no way. This is a joke.
His roommate, Mark, here's a name, was very decent. He sat with me and comforted me as I cried through John's clown show.
It wasn't my clown show.
Even before the official breakup.
Oh, crap.
One of John's reasons for the breakup was that we were both spotlight people. Ding! Apparently, he is a one-man show.
I hate my life.
Aren't you glad you joined the show, John?
Oh, I'm getting lightheaded. I'm laughing so hard. Lord.
Do I get a rebuttal, please?
You get 3 seconds for a rebuttal. Well,
and I'd be careful with that rebuttal, because you know she's listening, John.
That's right, dude. She's there. She's there, and she's drying her tears.
No, she's not.
You can think whatever you want to think.
I still think that somehow this is a dream.
It is kind of surreal. I'll give you that.
I was gonna say, it's funny. It's like when I read this, it was like as if Sean started listening to the podcast and had it emailed in. You know, that's the first thing that popped in my head.
And it's really scary because I talked about my first real French kiss on the show, and John is somehow related to this girl, and it's like, oh God, please don't ever let her hear what I said. Because, you know, you say stuff and you think there's no way in a million years that they'll know. And people do. It's a small world out there.
Dude, I...
Okay, I'm not even done yet. Yeah. The one item I left at home due to a lack of space on the church van was his beloved childhood stuffed dog.
And this is where I thought, oh my goodness.
I still think this is still fake. I was too heartbroken to mail it back, so my dad offered to do it for me. I've always wondered if it ever made it to the post office or if he just pitched it in a dumpster on his way to work. My mom is very verbal in her displeasure. My dad has his own way. So, John, let's bring it into the mystery. Do you have the small dog?
Yes. To this day, I still have the small dog.
That's awesome. Awesome. I wish I still had my... I wish I had my childhood teddy bear. Because I remember talking to it at night. Telling him that my mom was getting married and I couldn't talk to him anymore because I would have a dad now. And how I was so hopeful that he'd be so awesome. And how my life just stunk after that.
The days are long.
And the nights. Everybody hurts sometimes. Over the years, I've gotten good comedic mileage out of our relationship. The John saga has brought great joy to friends and family. Stories about Pooter John, the beer mug washer, or that guy who farted all the time always elicit a smile or a laugh. I admit that I have claimed many of John's colorful quips and ditties as my own. And she quotes a few. I wanted to join the Optimist Club, but I didn't think I would make it.
And then her favorite, true, I still don't think I'll fit in there.
The favorite is I Can't Seem to Justify song, which he made up on the fly after hearing about a tightwad family friend. Do you do songs, dude? I'm going to have you do some for the show. Other favorite memories include the time she asked my balding uncle, or he asked my balding uncle, if he could draw a smiley face on his head. And the time he sang Amazing Grace in the style of Michael Jackson. All right. See, this is good stuff. And then fumed at his stepdad, Greg, saying, "Aw, you're dead," every time he lost a video game. And how he could fart on command at church.
No, it was more like, "You're dead. Hey, you're dead." Yes. I can't even do his voice.
She says, "Why are you doing dead? Why are you dead? What's wrong with you? Why are you dead?"
She says, "No one has enjoyed the stories more than my husband. He is not what you would call a spotlight person, so we are a perfect match." There's a little bitterness in there, isn't there?
I don't know if I could sense that or not.
After hearing the Steinclaver saga, he said, "That guy was a real clown." And I simply replied, "You have no idea. Teen romance is tough. Please know that I have no hard feelings toward John. Apology accepted. Trisha." Good night. That was wicked weird.
Dude.
Wow.
If I had known... Because, you know, when I told that story, I thought, there's no chance in the world. But that, I don't know how anybody, if it's not her, it's somebody that's really close to her.
No. Trisha, you got to tell us, sweetie.
Please.
How did you find us? Okay.
What are the odds of that?
I mean, well, John has a pretty unique last name. Maybe she was hunting for him. I don't know.
Yeah, but how do you find, because this.
I don't know.
I'll
just tell y'all this, and this was about a year ago now, and I wasn't even going to say anything, but John's had his weird moment. I had my weird moment. The lady that my real dad left my mom for found me through the show.
Whoa.
Wow.
And contacted me, and that was wicked weird right there, because here's this evil woman that ruined my entire life, according to, you know, all the information I'd gotten from my family. And she was really nice. And I had to, and she sent me pictures of my dad when he was a kid and all this stuff and told me all this stuff. So yeah, dude, it's really trippy.
You know, and she, I don't remember the whole spotlight thing. Mm-hmm. Going back to that, I don't remember saying that, but I would not put it past myself because I pretty much am a jerk.
No, you're not. In context, well, there's what people say, and then there's what people mean and what people receive, and there's the truth and people's perception of the truth. I know you, John. I bet if... Well, see, Trisha, I don't know you, so I'm going to just say this. If John had to say that, then you must have.
No, she wasn't.
You must have been stuck on yourself, okay? So there you go. John didn't say it. I did. Okay, Trisha? All right.
He doesn't mean it. He's a nice guy, Trisha.
She must have beat you senseless a few times, too. You're scared.
Nobody beats me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. That's not the way it really happened. I'm sorry. That's not really, you know.
Well, you know, I had to go back and listen to the show and make sure that I didn't make anything up. And I think I was pretty straight.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
There are some cloudy memories.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to finish up the show, believe it or not. Peace.
Well, hello. I want to speak to you about something that's very real and very pertinent that affects us all. In fact, 4 out of 4 people are plagued with this disorder on a regular basis. It's called ear and face boredom disorder, dysfunction disease thing. It's where your ears and your face are deprived of the quality entertainment that you deserve, the laughing, the smiling. So there's really only one known cure to this, and that's the Chicken Pop Pod podcast. It's a retro pop culture comedy, way too many adjectives podcast that I prescribe that you stick directly into your ears at least once a week. I am a doctor, a physician. I'm not the host of this podcast, so you should listen to me. So you may be thinking right now and asking, hey, dude, where do I find this podcast? Hook me up. To which I would respond, listen, bossy McBosser pants, don't tell me what to do. I'll punch you in the neck. Go to chickenpoppod.com, or you can go to iTunes. Search Chicken Pop Pod in iTunes. Download it free of charge from iTunes. I wrote your prescription. It's free. Go for it. And it's a fantastic podcast. They talk about pop culture from the 80s, the 90s, as well as current entertainment news and reviews. So you can hear about He-Man and the Goonies and My Little Pony, and you'll laugh your face off. You'll love it. Check out Chicken Pop Pod.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right, it's time for some of the ENV mail. We had a featured story we were going to do. Trevor was going to do it, but we're going to save it for next week. Okay, Trev?
Absolutely. All right. Think that Trisha trumps my story by a long shot.
That was awesome, dude.
I'm stuck in.
It's
I don't
okay.
believe this.
It's all right. We'll carry the show for you.
We broke and John. Neat.
You're not heavy. You're our brother. Okay.
I hate that song.
All right. Stacy Card says, while listening to episode 120, at the part where the guy in the college dorm room was scaring his roommate by talking in his sleep like a demon, I was laughing so hard with tears rolling down my eyes, I couldn't breathe. And then my boss walked up and to give me my paycheck. He thought I was slumped over crying. He patted me on the back. He asked if I was okay. And I had to pull it together long enough to tell her that I was listening to something funny and to thank her for my check. Thank you. Okay. Stacy Card. Awesome. That's great. I love it. We used to run a warning before the show back in the day, warning people of stuff like that. My friend and I went to see Cliffhanger on opening day. You know the movie, Sly Stallone was the rescue mountain climber guy. Anyway, the movie opens with three characters climbing the top of a mountain. Sly, his friend, fellow mountain climber, and his girlfriend, or the friend's girlfriend, who was not experienced at climbing, had to cross an adjacent mountain via a cable stretched out between the two peaks. And when the girlfriend gets about halfway across the cable, of course, her harness starts to tear. Sly tries to get to her before it lets go. She falls, but at the last possible moment, he grabs her hand. She looks up at him with relief, washes over her face, and then just when you think it's going to be okay, her climbing glove begins to slip off and falls from her grip and dies. Spoiler!
Wait, spoiler alert for a movie that's 15 years old.
All right. Now,
what a major spoiler.
Now, I was caught up in the moment just like everyone else in the theater, but I had a slightly different reaction. See, the scene was exactly the opposite of what you'd normally expect in a Hollywood movie. It surprised me, and it surprised me to the point that I laughed loudly. I cackled as if I were watching the funniest comedy ever, and I realized I was the only one laughing. I noticed out of the corner of my eye my friends had slowly turned toward me and were whispering, "Dude, dude,
she's dead, man."
I immediately cut my hands over my mouth, and then I had to try and control the I shouldn't be laughing now, but I can't help but laugh. I sat there, hand over my mouth, shoulders bouncing, nose plugged, hoping that I would soon run out of oxygen and just pass out. I finally regained my composure, but I never lifted it down. Apparently, I have a reputation for laughing at the wrong moments in movies, like Schindler's List and Passion of the Christ. No, I'm kidding. I added those parts. I added that, okay. Remember Seinfeld, how he got in trouble for making out in Schindler's List? Did you see that episode? My personal favorite was the Titanic, when Leo slipped beneath the water for the last time. I'm sure I wasn't the only one. Robert Codemaster. Dude, you weren't. I didn't laugh out loud, but I did think it was hilarious when she's like, "I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go." And then he dies, and she's like, "Ew," and she lets him go. So that was hilarious.
I let go. Sorry.
Sorry. I'll come back in 100 years and get my jewel. Sorry. Spoiler! NL Cast for all your great spoilers. Ding! All right. Hey, nobody's listening. I'm a newcomer to your podcast, and I'm also a fan of it on Facebook. And you can become a fan of it on Facebook, too. I've been going through your podcast, and I love them incredibly. I just remembered this story the other day and figured I'd send it in. The story takes place when I was about 9 years old. Me and my next-door neighbor, who coincidentally share the name Alex, were bored and didn't know what to do. Then suddenly my friend says he has an idea. He runs in the backyard, and I wait for a while. He comes back with a piece of wood. He looks at me and says, "You know what? We should light this on fire." Since I was 9 years old and a dude as well, I thought this was a great idea, because that's what you do. We went into my backyard and stood near my shed, which was made of flammable wood, as we started to light the wood on fire. That's like, where's the funnest place to play? In the street, because that's where the cars are.
That's right.
Once it was light, my genius friend throws it on the ground and watches it burn. Apparently, he didn't realize that he threw the wood right next to a wood pile next to the shed. The wood pile quickly catches fire as well. I start to panic. Being the great friend that he was, he ditched me right away and ran back to his own house. Now, for some reason, my first impulse was to stop the fire by quickly picking up a squirt gun and trying to squirt the fire out. That's funny. That's the days before Super Soakers, apparently. I think you could pull it off nowadays. Seeing how this didn't work, I panicked, ran inside, told my mom to come outside, and once she was outside, I pointed to the smoke coming from near the fence, and my mom ran to the backyard. As she grabbed a hose and put out the fire, she kept yelling that I was grounded for the rest of my life. The best part of this story was my first response. "Well, what about my wedding anniversaries? I have to come out and go out of the house then, right?" So, sorry, dude, you're not young enough for that to be as cute as you thought it would be. 9 years old is not young. All in all, my neighbor's uncle helped my mom put out the fire. I love the detail. Me and my friend both got punished. But needless to say, I am no longer grounded. Hopefully, I'll be able to make it a house for my anniversary in the future. Hope it wasn't too long. A little bit. Alex. A little bit long. One more. Let's do one more. "Hey, dear Trevor, John, and James, been listening to your show during work and figured I may as well attempt sending something in. Uncertain of the humor content of my tales, but here I am from my adventures in janitorial work this last summer in the nearby college campus. When you're a janitor in a college building, you always end up running into many interesting things. Usually when cleaning out the restroom, you find something so interesting that you must flee in the opposite direction for a plunger or a large blunt object. One day, I was cleaning out rooms in the biology floor on one of the labs. To set the scene, this was one of those labs with large canisters with such charming labels as female dogfish and sheep eyeballs in jars with pickled cross-section rats. Yummy. Yummy. Mm.
I had some of those for dinner.
I'm telling you, you could get a case of them at Sam's for $39. These, all things considers, they're right next to the pepper holes. if you're looking for them. These things considered, I should have been more prepared for what I might stumble across, but I wasn't. At some point during the cleaning, I was told to wipe down the large stainless steel refrigerator that was in a small, dimly lit room that led off from one of the main labs. It was small, closed in, and had skeletons of unknown animals and a deer hoof on the shelves. I ignored all the signs of a B-horror film and wiped down that fridge. As I finished cleaning it, curiosity struck. I wondered what might be inside, so I yanked it open. There, on the racks of the fridge, were a few cats in clear plastic bags, paws upward as if in some twisted Frankenstein monster pose, as if they were going to raise back to life as undead felines a la Pet Cemetery and rip off my face. I gave a horrified, squeaky, and I slammed the fridge. I got a hold of myself, breathed. And because of some sort of my mind, it must really hate me. I opened the other side of the fridge. You guessed it. Dozen more freshly yucky cats in plastic bags in the same pose. I slammed the door, screamed again, and flailed out of the room. Of course, I should have expected those things, being in a dissection lab. But no, I didn't look. I didn't look for their expiration dates.
Expiration dates?
You have to flip them over for that. Wish you guys the best. Really enjoying the show. You peeps are an inspiration to me and keep me alternatively sane and insane in my continuing adventures in part-time college campus janitorial work. The end. Geo. So thanks, Geo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you thanks, got scared, man. Sorry you got scared. Maybe you should look for other work. But I never had to dissect a cat. I did have, or a baby pig. Never had to.
Thank you. We never did any of that stuff when I was frog. In high school either.
I dissected a Freezy one time.
Pop.
That's right. Hey, you know what? It is time to get out of here, so we're gonna do that.
Why? I'm sorry. Trish is in the chat room.
No way! Hold on! Stop it! Okay. Trisha!
John,
okay, everybody shut back. Up but Trisha. Trisha, what? How did you find out about us? Just answer
somebody
the question.
Else read it. I can't, my stupid computer froze up.
It's okay. I'll read it for you. Trisha, if you're in the chat room, if it's, you know what? Somebody probably just signed on as her, dude.
No. She totally said how we met.
Okay.
Yeah. A name.
This is freaking me out.
Oh boy. Oh.
And she said, no hard feelings. Thank you so much. You're awesome. Still.
How did she find you?
Her name is Piglet MC.
Okay, hold on. This is worth dragging out the show for. Piglet MC, can you, hey, okay, come on, Piglet MC, answer my dang question. How did you find John? We gotta know. You stalker? Oh man, come on.
You'll have to edit the silence out.
No, I'm not editing a thing. Steinklauber is easy to Google. That's what I kind of thought. All right, well, thank you, Trisha. Thanks for the letdown. That was awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
That was hey, add me on Facebook.
Treasure, it's time to get out of here. Thanks, John and Trevor, for your drama, John specifically. And we'll hear Trevor's stuff next week. Yeah, check out the new NL cast and all that kind of stuff. Thanks to our sponsors, Rob Cobers, for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone who listens. Check out Trevor's podcast, mkpodcast.com, the Mouse and Keyboard Podcast. It's awesome. It's amazing. Next time you tell a funny life story, make sure you tell it like nobody's listening. Yeah. Yes. Trisha looked you up. She's going to stab your family. Yeah. She hates you. And Trisha looked you up, and she's gonna stab you in the face, Trevor. Oh, no.
Found on Google, oh yeah.
Google Steinklauber, yeah. Steinklauber the clown's going down, down, down. You're going down to the ground, yeah.
Down the clown.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Wicka, wicka, wicka. PDR's gonna have an entry about you. She done plucked out both of your clown eyes.
Yeah, boy. Uh-huh. Now don't go find my wife. Don't find my ex-wife and bring her on the show, too.
Because that'd be even more awkward.
See, that's why I just don't have one of those.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.